what would you say is the impact that you would like, not just Rashida's Veg Life, because you have some other things you're doing in Kansas City too, you know, just to support other people. Do you want to talk about that real quick? Just like the low-key ministry stuff we were talking about?
So to me, I'm just really a big on community. And so some of the things that I've done is just open up my house for that. And so just having people come over, doing game nights, doing like little girls nights, like little things that sound fun. Everybody, oh, let's come together. But they're very intentional in the sense that I just want to love on folks and just really show the love of Christ. And at these gatherings, sometimes we end up having a full conversation about, you know, spiritual things, and other times we just have fun. But either way, he's glorified in it, and people just feel loved and connected and a part of something, and that's what it's about. And I've, through people just inviting their friends and people that I don't know, I end up knowing these people and being able to continue, like, you know, building community with them and talking with them and praying for them and just reaching out. And so that's another thing I call my low-key ministry, is just wanting, I really just have a heart for people and living their best lives and just like knowing God and knowing God for themselves. And so that's another little thing that I do, I would say, that I love. So, yeah.
Yes, that is so awesome. And I just enjoy so much. I love the fact that I see it's like, okay, you're studying the psychology, so you're helping people's brains get their mind and their brains together. Okay, so brain health, we got that. You have the spiritual component where you're helping people in that aspect. You have the health component where you're helping people in that aspect. And it just seems like so... It's the whole package, and I just really appreciate that. And you know how the Bible says, well, Jesus told us before he told the disciples before he left, he said, you know, go out and make mm-hmm. disciples, and you don't just go make disciples based on something that you like. You teach them. He said, you teach them what I taught you, and I really believe that's what you're doing. So
because you can't.
People kudos go
and yeah, go ahead. Want to go out and like, sorry for cutting you off. Didn't mean to.
No, you're good. Out,
you know, evangelize, and they want to tell people about Christ, and they want to tell them about all this, but they don't build a relationship with people. And I think that's the part that people are missing, yeah. Where it's like, if they see how you're living, if they see, you know, like get to know you, and you just build a relationship with a friendship with them, then they'll see God. They'll see God in you, and they'll want to know more about him. And then you won't have to throw it down their throat, and they'll want it. They'll be like, hey, what is it about you? And so like the amount of times I've gotten a question from people, just like, how do you have so much peace in the middle of this craziness? And I'm just like, do you really want to know? Like, his name is G-O-D. Okay. And so everyone yes. knows, like in my program, people know, like, you just, that's honestly how it goes. Like, everyone's like, oh, Rashida, how can you do this? And you're in a PhD program. You're doing it. Like, I'm not doing it. That's how. Like, it's just a vessel.
Yes.
And it's not just me just saying that. I really am just a vessel. And I just say, okay, God, because half the time I'm scared. Like, I'd be like, God, you're going to have to help my remove this fear, because I'm like sitting here like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And it's like, well, no, you can't. Not by yourself. And I'm like, you're right. I can't do it by myself, but you're with me. So that's what it's about. And so that's why I love just being able to open my house and just open up my life to people, just helping building that relationship so that I can share who is behind it all, because it's not me. So that's my goal. And that's what I hope to do. And that's what I hope to inspire.
Girl, that'll preach. I'm trying not to run right now. That'll preach. Yes, that is so good. And in so many different areas. And it's just, you know, people try to throw the gospel down people's throat. And I've learned from personal experience, that ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. But when you truly, like you said, show the love of God and just show them what God has truly done in you, you know, and do like what Romans 12:1-2 says, you know, you renew your mind so that you can prove the perfect will of God. And then when people see the proven and the perfect will of God on your life, then they want some of that. And that's truly letting your light shine. And so, amen. And I'm just so grateful to have been able to share your story.